You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. We have been looking at the series considering 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1. And we are being warned not to do some of the things that the children of Israelite did and got them destroyed. We were particularly warned in verse 7 not to be idolaters. In verse 8, we were told not to commit fornication. Verse 9, we were told that we should not tempt Christ. And in verse 10, we are seeing now that we should not murmur as they did, and they were destroyed. Now, if I go ahead and read verse 11, it says, now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So the scripture says that we should not murmur as they did. What does it mean to murmur? If you check other translations, like NIV says, and do not grumble as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. Easy version says, do not complain against God. When some of our ancestors spoke like that, God sent an angel of death to kill them. So you will see that murmuring is something that is very personal, usually quiet, that you may not even know. The next person may not even know that you are murmuring, but it could be there silently. You are complaining against God. You are grumbling against God. Brethren, if something is not clear, pray about it. You know, a better way to understand it is that you are angry at God. Jesus said, blessed are they that are not offended because of me. You are offended by the things that God is allowing you to go through. And instead of being filled with thanksgiving or asking for grace and mercy, you are grumbling. What is all of this? Is it because I have believed in Jesus that somebody can insult me, that can cheat me? Is it because I'm a Christian? I don't even understand. What is all of this? Lord, look at me. All my age, I've built houses. I don't have a house. I don't have a car. What kind of life is this? Is this Christianity stuff? Christianity stuff, is it real? You see, you may not say it audibly, but it's there. And I will tell you, God is hearing it. And the scripture is saying we should not actually live like that. It's a direct instruction. It says, neither let us murmur, as some of them also murmured, and they were destroyed. It kills people. So you don't know that what you are doing silently, the grumbling in your heart, the grumbling upon your lips, would actually cut your life short. If things are not clear to you, ask God for mercy. Look at Job. He lost all his children in one day, all his business in one day, his servant in one day, his health in one day. And what came out of his mouth is, blessed be the name of the Lord. But today, Christians will grumble if the screen of their phone should break. You will almost accuse Jesus and say, oh Lord, why did you allow this to happen? Everything, you will want to blame God. Do you know who you are dealing with? He is our Father, but he's also the Almighty. We must honor him. Even when we don't understand what we are going through, you must trust him and know that he is a loving Father. He is a loving God. He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you can bear. And all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Don't murmur. May God give you understanding. Let's take heed to all these warnings. It happened to the children of Israel, and God is warning the church not to do the things that they did. I pray that you will receive grace to take heed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.